So again, to try to make it simple, we'll say the patients relapse within a couple years of having AC.
Still, I think the taxanes tend to come to mind first. Right now, the options based on evidence-based medicine, based on randomized phase 3 trials in a first-line setting, would include single-agent taxanes. So we have the comparison of weekly to every three-week paclitaxel, supporting the use of weekly. We have the randomized TAX-311 trial comparing docetaxel to paclitaxel, which would argue in favor of docetaxel, given on every three-week basis. We have the docetaxel versus docetaxel capecitabine regimen, which showed efficacy benefits for the combination, albeit at some cost in terms of toxicity. We have the Taxol-Gemzar doublet, which outperformed Taxol given every 3 weeks with somewhat better tolerability than the docetaxel-capecitabine doublet. And now, added to the menu, we have the weekly paclitaxel-bevacizumab data. So if you think incrementally, if weekly paclitaxel is better than every 3 weekly paclitaxel, adding bevacizumab further improves efficacy. To me, this is perhaps one of the most attractive options for the patient that you described, the woman who's received AC, for whom hormonal options in Herceptin are not appropriate. Giving weekly paclitaxel plus bevacizumab seems to be definitely one of the most attractive. For the patient for whom next week the insurance company tells you that, well, the drug is not FDA approved yet, I'm not going to pay for it, probably the use of single agent paclitaxel or the use of one of the taxane combinations, paclitaxel Gemzar or docetaxel capecitabine, would be my bias, both being FDA approved regimens.
What about Abraxane?
Then that's another level of complexity. Is clearly Abraxane competes in the same population. So there's clearly no one right answer here.